USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Notes taken from a phone call appear to show former President Trump pressuring Justice Department officials to publicly question the results of the 2020 election. New York Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney yesterday releasing handwritten notes taken by a DOJ official during a December 2020 call with him, Trump, and former Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen. According to the notes, Trump told Rosen to say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me, that being Trump. Texas Republican Congressman Jake Elsie sworn in yesterday after a runoff election to become the newest federal lawmaker. Elsie on CBS News discussing his legislative priorities.
I'd like to see hard work on keeping our military more combat effective instead of worried so much about social issues, but also as a congressman now from Texas, securing the southern border, which is a national security issue and a humanitarian issue.
Elsie replacing Ron Wright, who died in office in February. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Some surprising information coming from a new COVID study. The CDC announcing yesterday that almost 75% of over 400 people infected in a recent outbreak in Massachusetts were vaccinated. The study also finds vaccinated people who are infected have just as much of the virus in their noses as the unvaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky telling Fox News yesterday, as challenging as the Delta variant is, it's still beatable.
I continue to be humbled by this virus. I have no interest in continuing mask guidance. And the best way to stop a new variant from spreading is to have less virus out there, and the best way to do that is to get people vaccinated and to mask up until they are.
That study of the Massachusetts outbreak also finds symptoms were reported in 80% of the breakthrough cases. 5 people were hospitalized, including 4 who are fully vaccinated. Of those 4, 2 have underlying medical conditions. Efforts to extend a federal eviction moratorium fail. House Democrats fall short of the votes needed to extend the moratorium before today's deadline. The House now in recess for 6 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
A major storm causes serious damage and injuries in Pennsylvania. Wendy King has more.
Just one day after a destructive tornado struck eastern Pennsylvania, causing the partial collapse of a car dealership and injuring several people inside, the National Weather Service confirmed that an EF3 tornado had torn through the area with peak winds of 140 miles per hour. They said the most intense damage was to a car dealership and an adjacent mobile home park. They said on Thursday, the twister struck in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. The town is 20 miles northeast of Philadelphia. In addition to reports of tornadoes, there were also numerous reports of wind damage, hail as large as an inch and a half in diameter, and flash flooding from torrential rain across eastern Pennsylvania. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
E. coli leading to a food recall. Tim Berg has more.
More than 295,000 pounds of raw beef products are being recalled due to E. coli contamination concerns. The Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service saying dozens of products are being recalled after routine samples showed E. coli has been detected in one of its products. Health officials say raw beef products have been shipped to processors in Nebraska, Indiana, Illinois, and Minnesota. Most strains of E. coli are not harmful, but others can cause problems, including pneumonia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.